Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Protesters are flooding the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, outraged over today's grand jury decision to indict just one of three police officers involved in the death in March of 26-year-old black woman Breonna Taylor.
This is ridiculous! This is beyond ridiculous! Y'all murdered Breonna Taylor!
For months, there were demands all three officers involved in a botched raid at her flat be charged with manslaughter. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron on the grand jury's indictment of now former detective Brett Hankison.
After hearing the evidence from our team of prosecutors, the grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankison for three counts of wanton endangerment, and if found guilty, the accused can serve up to 5 years for each count.
The jury said Hankison blindly opened fire into an adjoining apartment. The police, acting on a no-knock warrant, burst into Taylor's home during a drug investigation. They didn't find any, but did encounter Taylor's boyfriend, who feared a break-in was in progress and opened fire with his licensed handgun. The officers shot back, killing Taylor. Hankison was not charged with their death, and the other officers were cleared. Derek Johnson, who heads the NAACP, sees the counts against just one officer as
one person charged with a crime that truly does not recognize her murder.
Civil rights icon Reverend Al Sharpton on MSNBC.
Her life is not addressed at all in these charges. I think they're grossly insufficient.
Louisville has been bracing for protests for days. A reporter there finding
storefronts boarded up, almost every door closed. Plywood panels have replaced the bright lights and bustling activity.
There have been clashes between protesters and police over the past few hours, with some arrests. Tonight brings a citywide curfew. Turning to the coronavirus, President Trump is now claiming the U.S. has turned the corner on the pandemic, but a computer model used by the White House predicts the death toll could nearly double to 378,000 here by the end of the year. The president was campaigning last night in battleground Pennsylvania, making fun of Democrat Joe Biden for wearing a mask, something proven to slow the spread of the virus.
What the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask?
Millsy and Basil, Trump and Biden square off next Tuesday, our time, in the first of their three debates.